A woman from Batesville was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Independence County on Thursday. The Arkansas State Police report that 76-year-old Wanda Floyd was killed and 47-year-old Jan Harmon of Batesville was injured when the vehicle Harmon was driving crossed the center of the roadway and hit the vehicle that Floyd was driving. The accident happened on Camp Todoka Road on Thursday afternoon. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office reports the passing of Fulton County Detective Dale Weaver on Saturday. Funeral arrangements are pending. Weaver passed away at the Little Rock Veterans Hospital. Weaver's a former Sharp County Sheriff and Drug Task Force Commander. Weaver had received a state commendation for his work solving several cold cases in Fulton County. Again, funeral arrangements are pending. A woman from Lebanon has been arrested in Douglas County. 39-year-old Crystal Arnold was arrested by officers with Operation Relentless Pursuit in Lebanon on a Douglas County warrant for robbery, first degree, and armed criminal action. Bond was set at $15,000 cash only. Arnold assisted Brian Arnold in the robbery of Murphy's gas station on November 7, 2025. A man from Ava was arrested Sunday. 61-year-old Dwight Reynolds was arrested on a Douglas County warrant for financial exploitation of an elder and stealing $750 or more. The case was investigated by Deputy Three Eagles. Bond was set at $25,000 cash only. A woman was arrested Saturday in Lawrence County after resisting arrest. Paula Christine Gosha of Hoxie was reportedly stopped by police and allegedly refused to cooperate with authorities. She became combative and was tased to get her under control. Gosha's charged with resisting arrest, obstructing governmental operations, open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. She was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. A man from Pocahontas was arrested Sunday afternoon in Randolph County. 43-year-old Justin French was arrested on charge of possession with the purpose to deliver a controlled substance, meth or cocaine, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while license suspended or revoked. He is being held in the Randolph County Jail. A Willow Springs man was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Friday. 45-year-old Joshua McCary was arrested on a felony Howe County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and a misdemeanor West Plains Police Department warrant for driving while revoked. He was taken to Howe County Jail. A man from Maynard was arrested Saturday evening in Randolph County. 50-year-old Scotty Medlock was arrested on charges of resisting arrest, fleeing on foot, assault of a family or household member, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, obstructing governmental operations, and possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance. Medlock is currently being held in the Randolph County Detention Center. A Williford man faces charges after his arrest on Thursday. 52-year-old Christopher Michael Johnson was arrested on charge of criminal mischief first degree, cruelty to animals, obstructing a highway or other public passage, communicating a false alarm, and terroristic threatening second degree. Johnson's being held in the Sharp County Detention Center, bond set at $1,850. A woman from Mansfield was injured in an accident west of Norwood Sunday. The Highway Patrol reports that the 31-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she drove off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Highway 60, 1 mile west of Norwood. Last week, ECNN had the opportunity to speak with members of the Mammoth Spring Volunteer Fire Department about an upcoming Fill the Boot drive this week. The guys explain what the drive is.
The day of the radiothon, February the 11th, we're going to be on Main Street of Mammoth. We're doing Fill the Boot to kick cancer's butt. We've done this several years in the past. We've raised from, I think, the lowest dollar amount that I can recall has been like $700, $750. And I think we made almost $2,000 one year to donate to the kids of St. Jude.
Then they explain where and what times you can fill the boot.
We'll be on Main Street down in Mammoth. I think we're supposed to start somewhere around, I think, 10 o'clock. Okay. And we're going to go to probably like 5 o'clock. And whatever we raise during that time, we'll get everything together. And then we'll bring it up here that afternoon, that evening. And
I always look forward to it.
Again, the Mammoth Spring Volunteer Fire Department will have a St. Jude Fill the Boot for a Cure on the day of the Radiothon this Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Main Street in Mammoth Spring. The West Plains R7 School District has announced the appointment of Amy Marshall as the new principal of the West Plains Middle School for the 2026-27 school year. District officials say Marshall brings 17 years of experience within the West Plains R7 School District and a strong commitment to the local community. She's a 2004 graduate of West Plains High School. Marshall began her career as a classroom teacher at South Fork Elementary School, where she taught 5th and 6th grade. She later served as assistant principal at West Plains Elementary School for 2 years, gaining administrative experience focused on collaboration, student support, and academic growth. She holds a Master's of Education in Educational Administration from Williams Woods University and a Bachelor of Science degree from Southwest Baptist University. District leaders say they look forward to Marshall's leadership and the continued success of West Plains Middle School under her guidance.